I don't see any, myself personally, of a race problem. I see a responsibility problem.
I do feel as if people have preconceived notions about me being a blonde, cliche-looking white girl.
Your color means absolutely nothing to me.
The voices of some of the 24 Western New Yorkers featured in this project. Filmmaker Whitney Dow calls the segment White People in Buffalo, New York Talk About Race.
All the things that are said there are things that all whites are grappling with to a greater or lesser degree. I think all whites grapple with this idea of, do we owe black people or people of color something because of our history?
Dow is originally from Buffalo and thought it was the best place to begin his project to explore views on race. Any one of those people that you spoke with that stood out the most in powerful statements that maybe perhaps were very prejudiced?
Nothing to me, and I think that the data that we put into the piece really kind of, you know, underscores this. Nothing they said is out of, I think, mainstream white thought, is that, you know, the woman who talks about being afraid of black men.
So when you smile and you say hello, that's not an invitation to follow me, come to my door.
I challenge any white person to say at some point they weren't irrationally afraid of a black person at some point in their life. I think that the guy who talks about not thinking that we owe black people anything because of slavery, you know, our data, you know, the data point, and there's only 3% of Americans believe that, you know, that blacks deserve reparations. So he's not saying something that it might seem racist on the surface to people, because I think people don't speak honestly, but I don't think what he's saying is out of the mainstream.
I'm totally for reparations, because as it turns out, my ancestors were sold into white slavery.
This is not the first time Dow has selected Buffalo for his films. He's been making them for about 18 years with producer Marco Williams. One of those films includes I Sit Where I Want, The Legacy of Brown versus Board of Education. That was filmed in 2004 at the Buffalo Academy for Visual and Performing Arts.
I started to feel uncomfortable with the fact that there was, everything we did seemed to have sort of an oppositional construct, which I mean by that is it sort of was looking at something bad that was happening to people of color that was usually being inflicted on them by racist whites or some sort of a structural racism within the system.
This latest round of videos for the Whiteness Project was produced here at our WNED studios this past July, and then began appearing nationally as digital shorts on PBS. Can you tell us what kind of criticism you received?
There's been a couple of types of criticism. I think I've gotten criticized from both the left and the right, which I think is always a good sign. I think on the right, there was sort of, oh, you're just stirring up trouble, or you're a guilty white trying to, like, make other whites feel guilty about being white, and it's counterproductive. And on the left, it's been, well, you're another white guy who takes away the opportunity for dialogue, because whites have always had this, always controlled, you know, the discourse. And my answer to, you know, the second is really, whites, yes, whites control the media. Whites tend to control the national discourse, but they're not talking about their own race. When they talk about racism, they're talking about usually other races. And so I think this is very, very different.
One of the critics of the Whiteness Project is Buffalo's NAACP chapter president, Frank Messiah. He calls it a joke.
Because the issue was never, let's discuss whiteness and in this country what it means to be white. The advantages of being white.
Messiah says for many African-American children, so much of their life is learning about white America.
Everything from the time a kid goes to school, everything is primarily white. The ones doing great things are all white scientists, white doctors, white soldiers. And children never see themselves in that way, but white people, it's so common for them that they don't pay any attention to it. They think it's normal to walk through the Wegmans line looking at all the books they have for children.
Whites, yes, whites have controlled the media. Whites tend to control the national discourse, but they're not talking about their own race. When they talk about racism, they're talking about usually other races. And so I think this is very, very different.
Messiah says far too often whites misunderstand that African-American children are not seeing positive black role models.
All they see is white, and that white is right. They don't see anything where black is right.
Buffalo was just the beginning for the Whiteness Project. Filmmaker Dow is hoping to have 1,000 interviews collected. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.